continue with the Mishnayot of the Shira of carrying the Shusharam, the Lama Bukhaya, Kiva, the Migdan, after the Shogun. Amoyti Kupas Roichlin. A person takes out some type of box that has different compartments with different incense perfumes in it. Apple tree, she yesh for milim harvey, even has different types of perfumes in it. They look like a mechafe tata, it's considered one unit. The only kind of one mechafe. The Reine Gino, Pavs Mikher goes, yeah, even though we said food, you take out and the sheer the size of food is equivalent to the size of a dried seed. But if you're taking out seeds that are used to plant vegetables, the chashiva is even less than that, because you have a few seeds to grow plants, a few vegetable plants. Have you done a chamisha zera kishuim? Rav Yehuda says, if you take out five seeds, then you're chayiv. Zer kishuim, seeds of kishuim, large plants. Large squash is two of these seeds is enough, because each one makes a very large plant. There is the Luyan pumpkin plant, those are shnayim. There's the Lamitri shnayim, and bean plants also, these are all large, they produce large plants, and therefore if you take out two of them, it's already a chashivas, the chai on Shabbos. Fogav chai tor kosher. If someone has takes out a live grasshopper, even one of them is chai, because they used to use them for children to play with, but as a chashivas. Mate to goger, then the size of goger, like any other food. He says, if you take out a small chogah, which is not a kosher chogah, it's also a considered kosher asher, because people used to put this away, use this for also having children playing with this grasshopper. Now here's a chiddush. The Tanakam did not mention this, and we don't talk to like Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, what's the difference? Why does the Tanakam say the let children play only with the kosher grasshoppers and not with non-kosher ones? The idea behind it is that children have the nature of putting things into the mouth, and therefore you're not allowed to give them a non-kosher grasshopper to play with, because there's a good chance they're going to eat it. And you're not allowed to feed even little children non-kosher food. This is a rule that even if a child is not kigiel lechinuch, you're not allowed to feed them directly non-kosher food. If there's a need for some special and medicinal purposes, one should ask a shayla. But other than that, like I was saying, a person should think, oh, he's a little child. I can give him non-kosher food to eat. That is awesome.